This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, we learn how the Education Department's reopening plans went. With another round of stimulus payments potentially on the way, the IRS thinks it got it right this time. And the Postal Service consolidates its debt from the first round of coronavirus aid money. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Education Department's Inspector General says the agency developed a decent enough reopening plan for its employees during the pandemic. Education gave its Acting Assistant Secretary for Finance and Operations the main authority to make regional reentry decisions. Plans prioritized telework in the first two phases and required face coverings for all employees in education buildings. But the IG says the agency should have made it clearer that it won't retaliate against employees who raise concerns about health and safety in the workplace. The IRS believes it could send a new round of stimulus checks to Americans more quickly and easily this time. More from Federal News Network's Nicole Ogrisco.
Congress drew on the lessons it learned the last time it asked agencies to provide direct economic relief to the public earlier this year. It gave the Treasury Department access to the death master file in this latest COVID-19 relief package. That file should allow the IRS to more accurately disburse $600 stimulus checks to eligible living Americans in the coming weeks. The agency had sent over 1 million stimulus checks to dead people earlier this year. Nicole Ogrisco, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service is receiving some relief from the conditions of the $10 billion loan it received under the CARES Act. In the latest version of the pandemic relief bill, Congress approved a provision to convert the terms of the loan into direct funding. Senator Gary Peters says this will let USPS put the funds toward its operations and recovery from pandemic-related losses. IT modernization grades are out, and several agencies will have to have tough conversations with their parents. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us why.
Five agencies immediately felt the brunt of just how serious lawmakers want them to take the transition to the Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions, or EIS, contract. On the latest FITARA scorecard, the lack of progress dropped two agencies, GSA and USAID, that previously received A's, down a whole letter grade. The House Oversight and Reform Committee released the 11th version of the scorecard that featured a total of 14 B's and 10 C's. The Department of Commerce, the Social Security Administration, and the Small Business Administration also saw whole letter grade drops. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Energy Department picks three more teams to help domestic private industry design more advanced nuclear reactors. Energy awards $20 million under the Advanced Reactor Concepts 20, or ARC-20 program, part of $56 million that the agency plans to invest over the next 4 years. The ARC-20 program aims to make the U.S. more competitive in the commercial reactor market. The Justice Department won an $11 million settlement from Schneider Electric Buildings America to resolve criminal and civil investigations relating to kickbacks and overcharges on 8 federally funded energy savings performance contracts. Under the ESPCs, Schneider Electric was to install a variety of energy-saving upgrades, such as solar panels, LED lighting, and insulation in federal buildings. But DOJ says the company admitted to a series of violations, including burying or hiding unallowable costs under these contracts with the Navy, GSA, and USDA. Federal agencies are facing an increase in scam attempts this holiday season. Fraudsters are impersonating Social Security Administration employees through phone calls and emails to obtain personal information or money from the public, often threatening victims with arrest if not provided. The FBI, Health and Human Services, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are also dealing with an increase in COVID-19 vaccine-related schemes. Scammers are using the peaked interest in vaccines to trick victims into providing personal information and money. The agencies are asking the public to be vigilant and report any fraudulent activity immediately. The Navy wants to help families stay connected this holiday season, so starting tomorrow, Thursday, until Saturday, December 26th, Navy Exchange Service Command's Telecommunications Program Office is paying for deployed military members' phone calls, and again on December 31st and January 1st. To make a call, military members need an active personal identification number from a prepaid phone card or a virtual PIN number from AT&T. Calls are limited to 10 minutes each. An Air Force Equal Opportunity Office Director has been pulled from her position for mishandling sexual discrimination and harassment complaints. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
According to the Office of Special Counsel, the EEO director at Hill Air Force Base, Utah, was removed after an investigation confirmed whistleblower allegations. The director was found to have discouraged EEO complaint filing, illegally rewrote complaints, and lied to employees about the EEO process. She also let a senior official accused of wrongdoing act as the sole settlement authority in his own case. The Air Force has pledged corrective actions. I'm Tom Temin.
And FEMA and the Department of Labor have created a new advanced emergency management training program for Job Corps students. The Job Corps Emergency Management Advanced Training Program will consist of approximately 12 weeks of education for students to become mission-ready emergency management specialists. Students can finish their high school education while they train and will receive assistance obtaining employment when they complete it. The program will ultimately provide FEMA or state and local governments with employees trained on in-demand skills. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.